The Guardian.
It relates to the two prisoners who were rendered through Diego Garcia and about whom there's still not an enormous amount of information as to what happened to them or even who they were.
David Miliband's been previously forced to apologise about giving wrong information about Diego Garcia, hasn't he?
He has. He originally claimed that nobody had ever been rendered through Diego Garcia, and then he was forced to apologise and say that he had been misinformed, and in fact two prisoners had been secretly landed at Diego Garcia, at the US base, and he apologised for that, and it was not an intentional misleading of the House. Now he's under pressure to name them and to say what happened to them. And I think Andrew Tyrie's position is that we should know exactly what happened to them in case Britain is in breach of the Convention on Torture.
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I mean, what do we know about these individuals and how they've been treated?
There's some supposition. Clive Stafford-Smith, the legal director of Reprieve, has suggested a number of names, and two candidates are Mohammed Saad Iqbal Mardni, who was a dual Egyptian-Pakistani national who was arrested back in 2002, and another is somebody called Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi, who was also arrested back in 2002 and transferred to the USS Bataan, an American Navy ship, which at that time was thought to be near Diego Garcia, so he's another possibility. Other names have been put up, and the reason that Miliband is under pressure is that until we know exactly what happened to them, there will always be a suspicion that something bad has happened to them.
And we're talking, as you say, about potentially Egyptian-Pakistani nationals under the control of the Americans, but because Diego Garcia is a British territory, that's why Miliband is involved in this. Can Britain really have any influence on this procedure, this activity?
Well, some of this will be discussed actually at the House of Lords later this month, because the situation of the Diego Garcians who were evicted many years ago in the 1970s to make way for the US base is going to be decided finally by the House of Lords. But yes, Britain, it's still a British territory. It's part of the British Indian Ocean territories. And therefore, Britain has responsibility for anything that happens on the island.
And it's potentially not just the fact that two planes have landed and refueled there. Isn't that the case? That there are suggestions that there may be other activities that have taken place on Diego Garcia?
There's very strong suggestions that people were held there and interrogated, not necessarily with the knowledge of the British authorities. And that's, again, why Miliband is under pressure.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.